And thank you for tuning in this morning to Rosie on the House in our Arizona People, Places, and Things segment of the program here in the 7 o'clock hour. We're honored to have Director of Marketing for Castle Hot Springs, iconic historic lodging facility and property right here in the great state of Arizona. Steve was talking a little bit about the history of the property. What, you know, people that have never been there, you know, I've been here since 65, and I had kind of rode motorcycles by it and was always curious about what it was and would hear rumors in the neighborhood about what it was. And it's a hot spring coming out of the side of the hill. And you think, oh, well, that's nice, a little squirt hose and stuff like that. How many gallons does it produce?
It's been measured at 200,000 gallons a day. At times more. I mean, I've read accounts going back into the early 1900s where they had it at 300,000. So it's been varying, but it's been coming out at that. And it doesn't bubble out of the ground like bubbling crude, Jed Clampett and Beverly Hillbillies. It actually comes out at like a waterfall out of the rocks. And there's a number of big natural pools that are up there. And it comes out at 120 degrees, so that's rather warm. So you're not going to be in that for a long time. But medicinally speaking, it's probably very good for you. But right from that natural pool, we have another one where it kind of disperses off. It's a much bigger pool where the water will cool down a little bit. And I anticipate that's going to be the real popular soaking pool. We've built a large cabana, change house, and refreshment area. We've got a grotto, this rock-filled grotto, where you go in and basically the water's cascading over you. So you can sit there and relax. You can have a beverage and then soak in the springs. But then that water further cascades down the hill. And it actually is piped into what we have. We have these spring bungalows. They're these beautiful, luxurious 525-square-foot casitas. And they have large, oversized tubs with an open roof. So you flick a spigot, that water from the hot springs comes into this big
into
tub.
Into your tub.
And you soak under the stars at night.
No roof.
It's beautiful.
Oh,
it's absolutely incredible.
Are you making all this up?
No.
And when can we put in our reservation?
Oh.
And believe me, I get that question all the time because I'm chomping at the bit to get this reservation system open. Everybody wants to get in, and everyone wants to be part of that first weekend and all that stuff. And we are going to be opening up reservations soon. But that water then, in addition to going into those guest units and also irrigating our organic farm. We've built a large farm there, and all the fruits and vegetables are going to be into the restaurant, as well as weekly farmers markets. But when the property first opened in the 1800s, it had some sort of small pool. But in 1917, the owners built a huge pool. It's at one point it was the largest pool in the state of Arizona up until I think Big Surf came along in Tempe.
Isn't that hilarious?
It's 125,000 gallons. It's 9 feet deep in the deep end, which you never see at a hotel. And that water from the hot springs comes into the pool, constantly filters. So I haven't done the physics on it, but I'm anticipating that that water temperature will remain a constant 90 degrees or so, which means if you're swimming at night in January under the stars, you're just going to love it.
Oh, just floating, gravitational, free, floating. And it's a night sky. I mean, you're miles from any city lights.
Certified international dark sky area north of Lake Pleasant, and we've had some incredible photography. There's a guy not doesn't live too far from here. His name is Patrick Rapps, and he's a renowned night sky photographer, and he's been out a number of times when we had that super moon a couple of months ago. He was out a couple of weeks ago getting an early morning picture of the Milky Way. You just don't see that when you're in Scottsdale or Glendale or Peoria or anything like that. So a number of our cabins are actually called sky view cabins, and they're large units with the large oversized tubs, but they all have that southwest facing, and each of those accommodations are going to be equipped with a telescope. And how I know you is through Steve Cates, Dr. Sky. Dr. Sky is going to be with us on occasion doing astronomy seminars.
That's the night we book.
Okay.
Well, we plan on having them on a frequent basis, as well as astronomers from Lowell Observatory. There's a tremendous amount of interest in this story, Rosie. I mean, it's the history, but it's coming. People coming out of the woodwork are really the amazing amount of people that remember this place from way back, and it's their parents and their grandparents. So it's
The time we visited, and folks, if y'all want to see what it used to look like in 1998, we were invited to open it up for our family reunion. If you want to see a true smile, you're going to see a man sitting in one of the pools whose grin is actually originating from the marrow of his bones. That's my dad, and that's the way that man lived life. I wish I could smile from the core of my very being like he could smile. He always was enjoying life. And, boy, that day we had at Castle Hot Springs is still one of the most memorable family event days we've ever had. But we've got a minute to tell me about the flag at the top of the hill.
Salvation Peak. You know, the flag, American flag, is flown up there going back to the early days. And it has the special exemption so that you don't have to have it lit. You don't raise it or lower it. And the Boy Scouts of America for years maintained it. So out of curiosity, I went up there a couple months ago with a friend, John Heckenlabel, who's listening right now. And we went up there, and at the bottom of this flagpole, at the top of this mountain, it looked like Willie Nelson's bandana. It was the last remnants of the flag that was there from 1976. So we took it. We took it off, as you do with old flags like that, and we're going to be putting up a new one in October.
We have more to tell you about this flag on the top of the peak. There's a foot race. It was last won by a Wrangler. I heard he did it in cowboy boots. We'll verify that when we get back.